another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one podcast in the world, actually. The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, and nothing else. I don't think they have. Well,
coffee,
they have the toast.
Scotty.
They have the toast.
They have toasts.
They have the toast.
They got donuts. Muffins.
Do they have donuts?
Yeah.
I don't think you call those really...
I'm there.
Well, they're vegan donuts.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
what the hell
exactly.
is that?
Just like that, I'm off.
It's a donut made of grass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mainframe USA Apparel. Insane in the Mainframe, right?
Yep.
All right.
Are they?
They are. They kind of are. Also, our new sponsor, everybody, we just got them, and I'm happy to bring them on board. Coca-Cola, everybody.
Coca-Cola. Yeah, grab
a
Coke.
Have a Coke and a smile.
Video Game Bang.
Pepsi is not better.
Exactly.
No.
We're not a Pepsi house around here.
No. We do.
Hold on. Let's not shoot at Kylie.
Oh, we're shooting at Kylie.
I'm sorry.
Hold
on. Is she the pregnant one?
No.
Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it Kylie that did the Pepsi thing?
I don't know.
When are the Jenners?
They all look alike. I
can't tell the difference.
I want to say it was her. Okay, anyway. We got a fantastic show for you guys tonight. We're bringing back some old people, but some new people are back as well.
I'm not old.
Yeah,
you are. Old people are back, but new people are here as well.
Am I new?
Exactly.
Who's the new one?
David Webb's a new one. Hey, what's happening, buddy? David Webb?
I'm so excited.
I'm back.
You're back, sir. You missed two whole shows.
I missed three.
Three?
Yeah. Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
Felt like two.
Yeah.
Just gonna put that out there. And
the,
then
the Wednesday show doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean. It's really the Saturday show,
the Monday show.
Yeah, it doesn't. Also, of course, back for the first time, second time ever, Larisi, Queen of the Lizards here,
oh,
everybody.
My goodness.
The first time, second time ever.
Yeah. I mean, you know how many shows you've done? I've counted.
That's how many?
Yeah.
32.
32, yes.
Really?
You have done 32 shows. Counting this one.
I went
back and counted.
Jeez.
Yep. I was like, I didn't
really?
See it. Yeah,
After a year of this?
Yeah.
We only did 32?
You only did 32, yes.
52 weeks in a...
Yep, 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 yep. I mean, it's up. 52.
Divide by 7, carry the 3.
Yeah.
Trigonometry. Yeah.
Math is hard, everybody.
Right angle.
Math is hard.
I feel like you're missing out on a lot, though.
You know what? No.
Had to have been more than 32.
We'll say.
Let's talk about this at great length.
We'll say minimum 32, because there are some episodes that weren't recorded. And you are on them.
Those were just to get you in the building.
Because
I remember doing Wednesday shows.
Are we talking about there are other different videos in the archive?
There are. Because if you go to youtube.com/thevideogamebang and you type in hidden episode, you'll find the one that Larisa was on that is not recorded.
So 33.
Really?
No, there's other ones too.
Wait, is that real? Because I'm looking it up.
That's
right
now. 100% real. Go
Why
check it out,
people.
Why
are we on the hidden episodes? What was that episode?
That was an episode.
The casting couch. It was at Webb's house, huh?
No.
No, it was a regular episode. It was a Weekend Bang one, but it was the one. Remember when I explained me playing a bunch of games versus somebody else, a young lady, and
oh, that one. Oh. Yeah.
The one that you.
Hidden.
The woman.
The woman song. Yes, the woman song. And back by popular demand, everybody. Third time?
Is the charm?
Yeah, I guess. Adam C., everybody.
Whoa,
give him a round of applause.
Got my last name right. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to
tell your friends.
Fun fact, I've never been on a show with Adam.
Whoa. Here we go.
World
new one.
Colliding.
Yeah.
Oh, the multiverse.
That's right, because you fill in.
Because I do the D&D stuff.
Because you
when he's gone.
I am the web fill in.
First of all,
I am Web's
first
filling.
First of all, it's disgusting.
No. And nobody knows. Mm. That's the thing.
We're actually the same person. So
we're the same person.
So you've never seen him in the same room? Same time, have you?
Beyond camera trickery happening right now.
Sight beyond sight?
I'm the sight. Oh my god, Webb has something to do. What? Webb has plans? Okay, I'll take him.
Are you sure?
I'll take him.
David Webb?
Okay, I'll take him.
Let's do
of
it.
Sacramento, California? Let's do it. Really? Okay, just the making sure.
This is where you start playing the song. What's that? The song that we played for your
Hello Darkness.
Your old.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's
Hello Darkness, my.
But we cannot forget everybody. The very last piece of this puzzle.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
they are literally the glue that sticks together this whole thing. Without
that
them,
sticks on your fingers.
We would
really
not be able
you.
To do this show. Without them, we wouldn't even be able to be here.
Yes.
The chat, everybody, say hello, chat room.
Hello, chat room.
Hello, we got 316 in there. Squiggles is going around.
Damn, you fine?
I call it 316.
Yeah.
Because that means like.
Where's my cases at? Where's my special cases?
Yeah, where's special
cases? I'm
not
seeing. I don't think he showed up.
Somebody
you know what?
Message him.
No. I gotta tag him in Discord. Hopefully he pays attention.
Just call him. Can we just call him direct?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we just call him.
Actually, we were trying to
is
the last time. Is 1-800-COLLECT
still a thing? Can we do that?
I call promise
him collect?
You.
I don't.
Hello, 1-800-COLLECT. Who are you calling? Special cases?
Last episode.
Hold, please.
Last episode, we tried out the Skype. Or not the Skype. Excuse me. The Discord. And we were trying to get people to just to call in. We're like, here's the link, everybody in the chat room. Go do it. A whole bunch of scared people.
Yeah.
Oh, what
really?
Scared people. But you know who did call in?
Gaming Sins Gaming.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking at your
only,
face.
Only person with the cojones enough.
How much Destiny did he talk about?
Oh, we didn't talk about
Destiny.
Fun
fact, he was calling in before you asked anybody to.
Exactly.
Every episode, he's like, let me call in. Hey, let me talk. Let me call in.
It's as if he's like, he's got something to say, but he doesn't.
I think that's where you guys plugged in the line and it already rang the second you plugged in.
Yeah,
you're like,
much.
Oh, okay, all right, first caller.
So you guys haven't been on the show in a while, all three of you.
1976, yeah.
But we've been doing this thing on the weekend for a little bit while, kind of role-playing. Larissa, have you ever seen...
not that kind. Oh. It's different.
Have you ever seen...
Pink handcuffs.
Harmon's Quest.
Creator of Pickle Rick.
Creator also of Community.
Okay.
You might want to get a little closer to the mic.
What
too,
about
right?
it?
Is that the answer to the question?
I know, right?
I won't answer your question until you answer my question.
No, you can't ask me right now. I'm not.
No, she has not.
So
I don't
no.
know.
Okay, so this is it's basically just role playing. It literally is just D&D, but very loose.
We say
very
simple skills practice at my
so
job.
Instead of having to roll like a six, you just roll to see if you're successful or not.
Yes, depending on how difficult the task is. So say you wanted to do a backflip off a dragon's head into a pond of blood.
Very specific.
Yes. I would roll the die.
How big is the puddle?
Are those ovaries?
What? Yeah.
They're ovaries?
No, it's a thong.
Oh, okay.
It's a pink thong.
Why would that be ovaries?
I don't have my glasses on.
What am I looking
okay.
at?
I can't
what
see.
She's drinking
at?
A lot of water.
In the chat room.
There's a lot of water in my
In the
system.
Chat room, the pink thong gang is being out. Represented by ovaries, apparently.
It looks like ovaries to me.
Yes.
I saw the corner of my eye.
You know what? That's the
that's
difference
a male
between,
thong. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's the difference between men and women, though. She sees ovaries. We just see a
How
thong.
Often do you see ovaries in your dreams?
I can't see.
All every
it
Once a month,
looks
at least.
Like
Once a month, sir. But I'm... You're
Damn!
Actually, no.
This episode's joke of the day brought to you by
you
Starbuck
go.
Money.
There you go.
Gasball money.
Yeah,
there it is.
Gasball money. There we go. We can't get sued by Starbucks now. All right.
I feel weird just holding this the entire time.
Well, I mean, you're going to. I mean, now you know what it feels like for all the
Price is
of
right.
the evening.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Oh, okay. I was going somewhere different than that one. But anyway, we usually play a game here called New Mutants that sounds a little bit like that.
I don't know why. I thought something broke
timing
there for
is
a
difficult,
second.
People.
It's very difficult with this. And then apparently it keeps crackling and bobbling.
Yeah.
So, we'll cut that there. We didn't need to hold
it. Wow.
You kind of get the idea.
I mean, that was the important part. You just started.
Oh,
I'll finish it.
Thank you. I feel like.
Did you tag him?
Were you a part of the team?
I was. Well, in fact, I was part of the production
Hans
team.
Hans Zimmer?
Hans Zimmerman.
Sorry, I was trying to look for something in the thing, but I can't find it. So anyway, so what we're going to do here, I'm going to create a scenario for you guys. I'll give you the whole background story, and you'll know where you're at and what you're doing and
that's
stuff like that.
That's a story voice.
And then you're going to kind of role play your way through this adventure. So.
Do I have dice?
I have the dice in front of you.
We don't need dice. Is it yes or no dice, or it's out of 20?
It's out of 20.
Okay.
I have dice in my glove box
because you said.
Car.
You said
I have dice in my backpack.
I said
you roll whether you jump off the dragon's head into a vat of blood that was 4 by 4 feet, something like that. Specific situations.
Yeah, that's a difficult task. So that means you would need to roll a higher numbers. Say 15
got
or above.
So if I want to jump over a rope, you'll be like, okay, 5's cool.
Yeah.
But if I want to jump off the dragon, five. 6 or 7 is fine.
Yeah.
Got it.
How big is the rope? Now why I'm getting it. Why is it 5?
It must
why
be a very tiny rope.
You don't know what Indiana Jones shit's going on with a rope? God. Get
all right,
damn
and
point.
You're athletic these enough two, to pull that off.
What's
these two
happening?
Need to pick their powers.
Make his threshold
hold on,
higher.
Hold on. That's another thing. Hold so on. You guys
can
are,
I be a rope jumper?
No. That's you guys are mutants artist in this, correct? So every mutant, of course, has an ability, which I have chosen several.
So you've already chosen our abilities?
No,
we
I have not.
We don't get to pick out of the hat?
No.
No, you pick out of the hat.
What's the hat called in Harry Potter?
The hat?
Sorting
the
hat.
Sorting hat.
All right,
sorting
so you, this is the sorting hat in my hand.
This is bullshit. Sorting hat has a mind of its own.
Did you put your name in it?
Yeah, but what if I get something stupid?
Well, then you just... Hey,
then you have a stupid power.
Plants.
Pick one. Now stop. Stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Thank you, Webb.
Ice is back.
Thank you, Webb.
That's as far as I got.
I want my, like, I want you to have super strength, and I have, like, super strength plus one. I'm, like, that much stronger than you.
Yeah, see, okay, so now here's the thing, though. This is why I did it randomly, because in the comic book world, if you're a mutant, you don't get to choose your ability. It just happens to you during puberty or some time of stress or something like that. I didn't make any stupid ones, because there are some stupid mutants out there. There's a guy, literally, who is just blue.
Can I be Squirrel Girl?
That's just what?
That's just blue.
He's sad all the time.
That's all his whole ability is.
I'm confusing. He's not physically blue. He's just actually...
No, he's physically blue.
Okay, so he's sad and he's blue.
No.
No, he's actually really happy. He's a really happy person.
He's a rapper.
But he's just blue.
In the comic books.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, was this
and
that?
And what is his superpower accomplished? Like, what is...
He doesn't have blue. One. He's just blue. One. He just blue. Has an X-mutant gene in him.
That makes his skin blue.
That makes his skin blue.
He's stupid.
Okay, but that's just what happened. That's what he... That's the dice he was rolled in life.
There's some shitty ones looking...
Yeah. I didn't do that to you guys.
Oh my god.
You're too
oh my
green
god.
Skin.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't just
can
say,
I be Meg and my nails grow longer or something like that?
Somebody
like,
in chat said that the last time.
Damn it.
Yep, doesn't happen.
Was it Cases? Where's my Cases at?
I don't think Cases is here just yet.
Bullshit. Call him.
I've gone all forms of communication. Discord and Twitter. That's all I have.
What's that stupid shit that everyone does for business?
Like, can I get your
missing...
LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Who else are we missing in the chat room that's normies?
Goliath, Special Cases.
Special Cases is the only one cares about.
Ceramic.
Me, so that's the only one
I care
about.
Ceramic
Dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah. He'll come in
gaming
at the end.
Since Gaming?
He always comes
GSG
in.
GSG
right
comes
when
in at the end, yeah.
Where's Kyle?
GSG.
Kyle not a...
Kyle doesn't come in here.
Kyle never.
You looked worried right there when I asked you that. Kyle?
I didn't know who Kyle was.
There's a Kyle?
Kyle's in Aaron's trunk right now. That's why he's worried.
Thank
so,
God.
Larissa and Adam, now you guys can look at your numbers and tell me.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Ooh. 21.
Wait, you got 21.
You know what?
That's my best.
You're lucky because first of all,
that's my best number. That's my favorite number.
Yeah, but it's not.
Is that wild card?
Oh, if it's not a good.
Would you?
Every sport I played, I was 21. Second.
No, first
shut
of all,
up.
I Bill added Markey? Four more abilities, and that's water polo? I only had 18 before. So
can I be the water polo?
You've
like,
got the 21st
superhero?
One. Oh, okay. I'm going to text you your abilities right
oh,
now.
Text.
And
he's not texting you yet.
I
know.
Well,
I was preparing.
I need your number, please, Adam. Your number, please.
Oh, 916.
Okay, go ahead and put it out on the internet.
Special Cases. Now's your chance.
Cases. If this was the time is now. Lucky number 7.
Ooh, number 7.
Aww,
nice.
Number.
Oh, there you go.
Really? We fucked up. Take it back.
No.
Reverse.
Right.
Unless. I got the good one.
All right. Let's see what lucky
strength
number
plus one?
11 is.
Strength
what'd you guys
plus
get?
One.
What'd you guys get?
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Really? That's what I fucking get?
What'd you get? What'd you get? Is your skin green?
If you like to share your abilities, you can. They're not secret.
Oh.
Ceramic Dragon is back.
Is he in? Look at him.
Hi! Jeez. I'm so excited. God. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, we were.
He's like, what?
Wasn't
what
that
I miss?
Bad. Wasn't that excited when I opened the door. Good. Oh my, is your texting not working? Should I get you another phone?
I'm trying to see, do I want to do it through your text or Facebook?
What? I got nothing. I have no notification.
What'd you get?
He said, I got nothing.
How much
I got no fire, no nothing.
Yours,
how much do you want to pay to know?
Yours is a little,
I'm worried now. She was unhappy about hers, and you're giving me weird faces.
Yours is a little difficult here.
You're giving me...
Okay, so to recap for you guys just what happened... I have just given them, Larissa and Adam, their mutant abilities before we start this epic journey again. I will give you kind of some backstory because we're going to pick up kind of where we left off with at least Webb's character.
Is he allowed to make certain body parts bigger or smaller?
No, he doesn't
have
that.
That would be funny.
Yeah, he doesn't
have that. Or useful.
I can wrap myself in wood and then make that piece bigger.
Can we ask questions
Wait,
about,
what are you talking about, Adam?
Powers.
Once you guys meet each other.
I mean, like...
Oh, we don't know each other yet?
I mean, ahead of time. I mean, like, your phrasing is strange for me to be...
Oh, there. What's strange about the phrasing?
Can I just say what it is? Which exactly...
Yeah, yeah, you
verbatim,
can say what, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Teleportation up to interstellar distances by linking... Let me finish, because there's always a side effect.
Yeah, there's always a...
You shit yourself? After you're done teleporting.
That would be hilarious.
How far you go determines how much you shit yourself.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that would be horrible.
Hopefully I don't have Taco Bell before I leave. Teleportation up to interstellar distances by linking physical doorways at your start and end points. So I have to go across
you have to
the
have
universe
been there already.
To make a door, and then I can be, now I can get there.
Yes.
That's bullshit. So I can't get there in the first place.
Anytime you go anywhere, you just make a door.
I have to be Batman, walk my happy ass somewhere, make a door, and then be like, I can get back to point A now.
Yes.
Sweet.
But they stay there. As long as you've been there.
Are they physical doors?
I feel like you would be spending more time placing doors than you would actually.
So it's like Jumper, I want to say. Jumper, he has to see the place or have been to the place to be able to jump to that
place.
Oh,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, right
okay,
back
yeah,
to
yeah.
the place. Yes.
But up to an interstellar.
Every time.
I like how you add interstellar. Like, I'm going to float my balls across the universe and be like,
say
tag.
This. Here, wild situation. You get into some type of danger, right? On planet Earth. You get abducted someplace, but you've already made a doorway someplace. If you're on a spaceship someplace, you can just make a doorway anywhere and then go through.
I get that, but whose
right
superpower is the spaceship? How do I get, like,
aliens.
I want to know.
First of all, time out.
If there's aliens in this mutant universe.
You're going to suspend your disbelief that you have superpowers, but aliens is out of the
apparently,
frame?
Apparently, I'm a newbie, and I don't know I have all right. powers.
Every time
so.
We go on the mission,
that's
we're going to complete it, and then Adam's going to be like, hang on, guys, hang on.
All I'm saying is...
I gotta make a door in case we
woke
get back
up,
here.
If I woke up at the age of 14...
Does it have a rainbow crayon?
If I woke up at the age of 14 and I was just like able to teleport back to, you know, the hospital I was born at or whatever, and I'm like, I wonder what the max distance is. I would find the max distance like from, you know, China to the U.S. or something like that. Interstellar just comes to a whole point of just like...
Interstellar, sir. I wanted you to go far
all right.
beyond.
All right.
He wants to go far enough.
All right. Yu-Gi-Oh! I just go verbatim, word for word, breaking it down. All right.
All right. Are you guys ready?
What you got?
Skin hardening.
Go,
how
go
hard
on.
Can you?
Hubba hubba.
How hard can I make your skin?
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's verbatim what it says.
No.
Wait. There's other things. You make your skin hardening?
Yeah. Are you Emma Frost or what's
it just
the...
said skin hardening. I didn't go into details. It says skin hardening. ... The user is capable of hardening their skin, increasing their defenses and/or offensive abilities. Applications enhance durability, supernaturally dense tissue, unbreakable skin when used at full capacity.
So Emma Frost.
No,
or
what?
Luke Cage, or
oh, Luke Cage, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Emma Frost can go and turn it to.
She can turn into diamond.
Yeah.
Diamond form.
Not verbatim what it says, but you can harden your skin.
I can get hard. Cool.
I mean, so welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the other three guys here who can also high five. Can I get a high five on that? Woo! You're not the only one who.
You
can
guys don't
hard.
Know what's going
to
happen,
world.
So here we go. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Can your hard skin get me to interstellar points?
Does that just
That's
mean you throw me out in front of everything and I just?
We're about to find out what happened.
You remember that Austin Powers scene where he's falling out and he grabs her and puts her in front? That's you.
My power combined with your power could actually be very useful.
Is it spits or swallows?
All right, here we go.
No one?
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
How would we combine?
All right, let's start this off with...
And he's just useless. On X-Men. You're just our warlock teleport. That's what you are, from one end of the room to the other.
Horrible.
That's...
So, last time on our little adventure...
We have better power than Webb. That's what someone said.
Last time on our adventure, let me catch you up from the beginning. Three students joined the X-Men Mutant Academy. Or the Xavier Academy for Gifted Youth. They weren't X-Men. All the X-Men in the building were gone off on another... mission or something like that. Not even Charles Xavier's there. The only one that was there to greet them was Storm and Gambit. Storm introduced herself, got all of our heroes, quote unquote, familiar with their abilities. Then Gambit took them to the danger room behind Storm's back to have some fun.
And hid like a little bitch.
Then the Juggernaut bust through the door.
Called me now.
And they had a fight off the Juggernaut. So when the Juggernaut bust through the door, smoke cleared, Webb was gone. Or Jeff, excuse me. His name
Jeff.
Is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
But Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F.
Then,
like yeah. Jeffrey Rush.
Got yes. Yeah. Then G-off. Jeff with a J entered the scene.
Racist.
As being one of the students that was at the school and helped defeat the Juggernaut.
Wait, David's name is Jeff?
Yes. David called his character Jeff with a J.
Nice.
The
two Davids are both named Jeff.
So, this led them to go and search for young Jeff and figure out...
Which one?
With the G, excuse me.
Okay, Jeff, got it.
Jeff with a G, yes. They went and searched
for
him.
We'll just call
him,
me Home G.
Trying to follow Storm, because Storm went off to follow a lead. They went into a bar. Corey started a fight in the bar.
That makes sense.
Humans hate mutants, so yep. They rallied against them, called crazy. The cops, sent Corey and Aaron to jail.
Aaron and, being you?
No. Aaron, female Aaron.
Girl Aaron.
You have to be specific.
Aaron? Yeah.
Jeff with Aaron. A J, Jeff with a G, girl Aaron.
I'm already lost.
I know.
Boobs Aaron, balls Aaron.
All you need to know is that Jeff with a G.
You can harden your skin.
Jeff with a G has gone missing. So, I'm specifically only talking to Webb right now.
Well, you're looking
now.
At me, so I'm confused. No,
talk to me.
I'm going to look over here.
Lay it on me.
So, Webb, you find yourself in a laboratory, kind of in
a Labradoodle.
You know, a cylinder type of thing. You can see it's see-through.
Okay.
It's a kind of a large room. There's tubes everywhere. There's beakers everywhere. There's machinery everywhere. You're kind of waking up out of this slumber. Across the room, you see six other chambers with two people inside the six chambers.
Okay.
They look similar to yours, right? But they're asleep.
One of them has a big dick.
They're both asleep. You can't... You can't really make out what they look like or anything like that because it's kind of foggy inside of your little chamber.
Okay.
Also...
Is that your power?
Yeah.
There
you
are...
things kind of foggy? I breathe... No, it's because I'm breathing.
I'm writing messages to you guys.
You're not really tied down to anything.
Okay.
You're kind of just free, you know...
free balling?
Yeah. You just woken up from...
Yeah. Is he naked?
No, he's not naked.
Are
he's
we
how naked
clothed.
Are you?
Everybody is fully clothed.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't we get that
this
superpower?
Story.
Do I have
the,
my necklace?
One
to
of the
clothing?
No, you don't.
All right.
One of the scientists is cleaning out one of the chambers. So you
and they start bowing to me.
Oh my god!
And this is gonna be a lot easier than I thought.
And the other two are kind of right in front of your tube with a clipboard, kind of just taking notes and stuff.
Okay.
There's one exit to the far, far right
okay.
of you, and you can see once in a while troopers patrolling back and forth
okay.
outside of it.
How armored are the troopers?
Lightly like, armored.
Lightly armored?
Nothing
okay.
nothing like heavy, you know, okay. bound.
So not Mandalorian.
Is he near any plants?
Right now, he's in a solid room.
I'd like to solve the puzzle. You're Johnny Appleseed, apparently.
Do any of the scientists have like plants on their desk?
There is a fern on one of the desks.
We're getting out, people.
We're in business. I can make a key.
Piece of shit.
And
useless.
Is it a rapist
useless.
Fern? Like, what are you planning?
It's just a regular desk plant. Nothing special.
Yet. Thank you for answering that.
Yet. No, it is not the rare variety of fern.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Is that one of those killer ferns? Damn, I could use the killer fern right now.
Feed me, Steve.
Okay.
The two scientists that were in front of you,
yeah.
they kind of just move around the room.
Okay.
And kind of just shuffle off to their own devices.
Okay.
The race of the scientists.
You can't see the scientists' face because they have thick helmets on. Like they're a part of some type of secret society or something like that.
The scientists have helmets.
They wear.
Yes.
Do helmets. The guards have helmets?
The guards have helmets too that are matching similar to the scientists.
What's their defense stat?
How do you know?
Wait, okay.
Seven.
All right.
How thick is the glass?
It's not really that thick.
Why'd you look like you were about to shock me real quick? You're like unsatisfied.
It's not really that thick.
Okay.
You know, you can kind of... You can see the thing. It's about as regular window pane type of thing.
I'm trying to think of how to get out of this without them really, because I can't just, I don't want to just start like hitting myself up, like hitting my shoulder up against it, trying to break it. I guess I'm going to try that fern. I want to try and move the fern closer to me.
For okay. What?
I don't know yet.
Oh my god.
What fucks me that fern?
Can we move it towards his genital area?
You knock the fern off the desk, and it just seems to...
Does he control the pot that the fern's in?
No.
No, but I, because I'm controlling the fern, the pot's coming with it.
The pot breaks.
Boom, even better.
Can I see your fern summoning face?
It draws the attention of the two scientists, and they kind of run over there to clean up the mess and focus on that over there.
Okay. I want to look to see if there... I want to see if there's any guards. Are there any guards directly outside right now?
No guards are in front of the door right
okay.
now.
Okay. I want to use... the fern to choke the scientists.
Oh. You want to use the
this is very Evil Dead about to be right now. I don't know if anybody gets that reference, but
you use the fern and to choke the scientists. Let's see,
because that can make the fern bigger.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
scientists say harder, daddy.
You wrap the fern around one of them, one of their neck, choking it repeatedly as the other one kind of jumps back in, you know, shock and awe of this.
What if he was a good guy? What if he had a family?
I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to knock him out.
You're still choking him,
knock
literally,
him out
right now.
With a fern choking.
Yep.
The other one tries to grab the fern, the new branch that you've made around his neck.
Can I take...
And is trying to pull it off the other one's neck.
Can I make the fern wrap around the other guy's neck, too?
This is how David
Carradine just knock him, like, knock their heads together.
You cannot, sir.
Okay. Damn.
You seem to only have enough of power in your body still left to just make one...
So okay,
give up.
Well, is that the one? Is that the one like asleep yet?
No, he's there. He's barely holding on because the other scientist is pulling the rope from around his neck.
Like, squeeze tighter.
Can you just like bust one of our cages open, please, and free us?
Can you bust your cage open? You can turn your skin in the.
You don't know that. No one knows that.
They're
this
still
is meta.
The other
this
two
meta.
Are very too still asleep.
They're and asleep
they,
right
yes,
now.
Yes, they're very much asleep. You're
can
the
I,
only one awake.
Can
well,
I use
then bribe the other officer?
You can't talk. You're
to...
asleep.
Can I use immersion? Can I use the fern to drag the scientist I'm choking over to Larissa's cage
naked,
and like wake her up. Hit the cage and wake her up.
You toss one of the scientists with a fern, hitting Larissa's cage smack dab on the right in front of hers, knocking.
Is that a sentence?
Yeah.
Smack dab on the right in front.
Yes, smack dab on the right in front of hers. You knock over something that was like on the side of her cage, rattling it, and Larissa begins to waken up.
Okay, I guess my turn's over.
It immediately just gets hard.
Still choking. I'm still choking the scientist, but I'll end my turn because I need him
actually,
to go to
sleep. Actually, you threw him. He's knocked. Yeah,
he's knocked out.
He's well passed out.
Boom, one down. You're welcome.
I don't know why you looked at me when you said that because I'm still fucking.
The asleep. Other scientist begins to kind of look around and see like what happened. He runs over to his fallen comrade to check on him and sees that he is passed out unconscious and notices that Larissa is kind of coming to. He looks back at you, Webb.
I want to just be looking around whistling.
Realizing that you may have something to do with it, he runs to the edge of the room and he smashes a button.
Ooh.
Can I ask a question? Do they know why they have you locked up? Because if they knew why they had you locked up, why is there a fucking fern?
Yeah. When they locked up Magneto, the whole thing was plastic.
Hey,
you didn't
you're
see,
in a cage.
You
shut
didn't
up.
See pieces of metal.
I can't speak in a cage now.
You didn't see those little ball things hanging
Who
out
made
around
this?
Him.
He hits the button and an alarm goes off, causing soldiers to rush into the room.
Is Adam awake at this point?
No.
No, I'm...
You're
no,
still asleep.
I was... molested and I'm asleep. That's fine.
Soldiers fill the room with their weapons drawn, getting
Plant
prepared.
Weapons?
Getting prepared to fire.
Who are they firing at?
All of you guys.
I'm asleep.
All of us?
What did I do?
You done fucked us.
One of the scientists that hit the button, he says, just wipe the whole project. Kill them all. All
right. Well, no better than go in one sleep, I guess. He's looking at you. Hey. Skin hardener. weird.
You want to jump in anytime now?
Does he have a previous portal?
No.
Do I have a disposition of being asleep through?
So he's pretty much useless.
Wait, so wait, how does he not have a door? A previous door? Where is has he not
been? I'm asleep. I can't.
Throw a plan at me.
It's kind of odd that you guys are asking a lot of questions about the sleep guy instead of worrying about what you're going to do to get out of the damn situation.
Oh, my God.
Why isn't the man who is narcoleptic?
It makes no sense to me.
Can I just punch one guy in the face, take his gun, and shoot everybody else?
If you can get out of the damn tube first.
I am not out.
All I'm
you're not out.
Awake.
I'm not helping for any less than a cold G.
Make yourself hard and break through the tube.
Oh, it's not broken.
No.
Okay. Let's do that.
All right. Here
Stop
we go.
Jerking it over there.
You thought it was broken the entire time?
You hardened your body and you smashed through the tube, shattering glass everywhere.
Can she only get hard when excited? Can I ask that question?
No, because you're still asleep.
You're still asleep. All these questions
I'm not
would
telepath,
be just...
apparently. I can't.
No, you're not.
No.
Okay.
I mean, can I throw shit and
you can
it
do
actually
whatever,
hit people?
You can do whatever you want.
Where did she get Doritos in the cell that she's in? That's all I have to ask.
Do you want some?
The drunk scientist said Doritos.
Said in his sleep.
Oh, Special Cases is in.
So can I pick up the glass and hit all the...
That's my boo thing.
You want to throw glass at the soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
He can't if he's sleep
talking. You pick up the glass and cut your hand on it and drop it instantly.
Can I ask you a question?
What kind of hard skin
what
do you have?
Can I ask
that?
You a question?
Mind you,
do you have like acorn hard
your skin?
Like,
you just rolled a one. That's basically what you did.
Harden your skin. Why not just
yes? It's Case's birthday.
Block
today.
The bullet.
Because if I don't win the roll, then apparently I can't do that, and I get my hand
but
shot
why
off.
Are you gonna
can you
glass?
Attempt a second time, but try not to lose a hand this time?
Okay.
I'm asleep. Never mind. Forget me. I'm just.
Can I? Are the guards close enough to me that I can just hit one of them and take their gun?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Just beat all
not
of
even
them
rolling.
Up?
Just yeah, sure.
Yeah, you might as well. So you knock out one of the guards swiftly, grabbing his gun.
Okay.
And I guess you just aim it at them.
I'll just. Yeah.
You just want to start shooting off.
I'll just shoot everybody. All right.
You just want to just use them. Your heart scan and just.
Can I be hard while I do it?
Yeah. If you like to. If you like to.
Yes, please.
You start shooting the gun off.
I miss everybody.
And you're
you.
Just blasting away at these scared soldiers.
I wake up eventually. Don't
who
worry.
All just kind of duck out of the way at your random shooting.
Really? Oh my god! So not only
you just woke up everyone, but Adam.
I just have a terrible shot.
I wanna,
do I hit his
that,
cage?
That's
can
not
I hit
your
his
super,
cage, please?
Is that what you're going for now?
That's
yeah,
not your
sure.
superpower. Shooting everyone. Let's fucking
what the fuck are you gonna do if you're awake, you piece of shit?
Get my ass out of there, apparently.
You
I don't even know how I got captured.
Aim, you turn and aim at Adam's cage and you shoot it, shattering the glass inside there.
I just wanna know how I got caught if I can
and waking up Adam instantly.
Hey.
Hi, you're welcome.
Good morning. What's all this hostility? Let's all calm it down. All right.
Are you gonna do? Can he be a distraction? Can
I
use him as a
distraction?
That's
what I have a question about. You said I could my teleportation to a from a door to a door, blah blah blah. For just myself, others can come through the door.
Others can go through the door.
Oh, well, let's get the fuck out of here, guys. Let's just.
I'm still in the tube.
Well,
oh,
I can.
He's
someone
in the tube.
Yes.
Can someone shoot me too.
But okay, so can I teleport?
I did not know that.
Can I teleport inside
I
his?
Hold on. One at a time, everybody.
Can I teleport inside said tube? Like I can, whatever I see, I can teleport to, or I have to physically be somewhere to make
gotta
door.
Touch it.
He runs
okay,
over, and touches
so,
my tube.
Can
yeah.
I? Can I touch Webb's tube?
Do you
can
touch Webb's tube?
Can I grab
all
his,
you want.
His tube while she's hard?
You
can I do that.
You can do all that.
Okay. Well.
Or she could just shoot the tube.
Yeah, can
I? I mean, if you broke my, if you broke
I
me
mean,
out,
obviously
keep,
I'm a terrible
can
shot.
Can you keep firing?
So.
You woke me up.
You fucking piece of shit.
Ooh, can I?
Now, if he shoots something in and it hits something that's of his, can he make a door from them?
For example, Rick and Morty style, can I make a portal and summon like a shit ton of water to?
If you made a portal someplace else that had
so
water.
If you went
in my life. Oh, so
if you went
now we can just assume where I've been. I've been to Uranus. So can I get do some things about
assume,
that? Or like,
assume that you have nothing previously.
I've made
planets.
No doorways previously.
No.
So I'm useless.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on.
For now.
I can run to hang her on. Side of the room, make a doorway, and go back to my cell. Is what you're saying.
Yes,
yes he's
on,
a warlock.
Hang on.
That's
hang
it.
Hang on.
Okay.
Let's be realistic here. He had to have been other places besides this laboratory.
Maybe
are you telling me that I literally had to go to a
remember.
Beach and go,
did they grow him
so,
in the laboratory?
No, he was abducted just as you were.
So he could be
probably
we
raped.
Could,
yes.
He can teleport. We'll cross that bridge later.
But also experimented on.
Will we?
But can we?
In the butt.
Cross?
Was
he can't teleport us like back to his house or wherever he was abducted from?
He can try.
All right.
This bitch just said that I've just got my powers.
I said believe as if you were.
Well, Naruto, believe it. Okay, that's all I have to say. So can I technically? Okay, this is what I'll attempt. I guess we'll see what 97 I roll on this 20 sided die.
Hold on, let him speak. Jeez, they're talking over everybody.
Shut up. You're asleep now. That's my second power.
All right.
Good luck.
I will attempt to create a portal from the ocean I traveled to when I was 7 years old to create some ruckus and
all right. Let's see what we got.
Drown some people.
It's all the 19. We'll give it that.
They all die.
Yeah. You create a portal on the back side of the wall, facing or furthest away from the exit, releasing a massive amount of water into the building, flooding the soldiers and the two of you.
Yeah, now we're all gonna drown. Good job.
In there.
Well, don't shoot my tube yet.
Okay. Well, if we're still going, hopefully the pressure breaks said tube of web. But that just goes without. That's a 19. I get a second effect off of that as well.
The water is filling up the room.
He's basically
rapidly,
in cryogenic sleep.
But not really fast because it is flooding out of the exit of the door.
Is there an exit or not?
Yeah, there's one exit. I said that in the beginning. But it is still filling because, again, it's the ocean. So there's a lot of water. And, yeah, that's what you guys are. The soldiers are trying as quick as they can to just run out of the room and swim out of the room while the water keeps flooding in over and over again.
I can teleport two of us, but if you want to let him die. Web, it was fun.
You want to shoot at Web's tube?
No, can I just break it open?
Yeah.
Apparently,
how hard can she get?
I have hardened skin, but I get cut by glass.
Let's see the
dice. You harden your fists, and you just break Web's glass, shattering it as Web falls out of it and to the water below.
All right, I will.
Cool. Oh. Is there seaweed?
No seaweed, Web.
He's
sorry.
Driftwood?
Here we go.
Driftwood?
I feel like your power is the hentai power of like the entire Marvel right now.
Nothing there. But the water still seems to be rising and rising.
All right, well, if he's broken out, I will attempt to teleport the both of us.
Who took all the Reese's?
There's 75 pieces. There's no way that we're out of Reese's.
He pulled three.
Because they're all back here.
You're drowning right now. You literally begin to start drowning.
Before rolling, can we summon...
Can I punch through walls?
Can I go to Walmart real quick, grab some Reese's, come back, and
no.
then can I roll to save these guys?
You literally are drowning right now. Okay. The room has become filled and filled to the roof.
Then I will grab the both of them and attempt to...
Why would you grab us? We're fully functional.
I don't know how my teleportation works.
You miss both of them trying to swim towards them as they're panicking under the water as well.
Can I grow the fern big enough to break through this room and get us out?
Or absorb all the water to
Seems
be
like
a bigger plant.
Very difficult
thing
it
does
to
seem
do.
Like, I know, but I'm not. I'm running out of ideas.
You have no power to do that, sir. Sorry.
Can I break through a wall?
Yeah, you can go ahead and... You swim up to one of the balls.
The balls.
You swim up to one of the walls. Harden your hand, and you just punch right through one of the walls, creating a big hole into the next room, flooding you guys into a new room that seems to be some type of...
Can you fucking shut the door?
That seems to be some type of, armory.
You're killing us.
Is that my second
power?
Can
you shut the door?
Can you shut your portal?
A portal that you open.
That's a very good question. Can I attempt to shut the water portal?
If you can.
That is saving our lives right now.
Like, I cut my hand
by
glass,
drowning
like,
these guys
the
in helmets.
That?
You guys,
can you not break another wall? What's wrong with you?
You're in the next room right now, so you're not even in the same room
that
the portal
good
was.
Good job. Now I'm further away from them.
Oh, thank you.
I guess.
He has to be near it to be able to shut
I guess.
Have you been someplace else besides the ocean? Can you teleport us
to
a different location?
I said, can I teleport to my. To a familiar place, like where my hometown or my house, where I physically live.
You want
to
go there?
Yeah, let's go to his house.
Hopefully, it's hot there.
Let's find it.
What's all the Reese's at the bottom of the bag?
You try to touch another location to get through a door, but you end up not opening anything at all.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going. All right.
Can you punch another hole in another wall?
Yeah.
Let's just keep going through rooms.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the same goddamn. You're back in the same room.
She keeps getting high rolls too.
This was a magic door.
So she keeps. She hardens her arms one more time and punches through another room, which now seems to be like a classroom of some sort.
Is there a plant?
Are there any windows?
Are there any windows? There's
Wait,
every new room, how many plants are in this room?
Wait a minute. You said it was a classroom?
Yes.
Are there desks in there?
There are desks in there.
We're saved!
Wood! You can grab wood?
Chemically.
She's hard. I mean, that's just...
She's not made of wood.
Oh, okay, well...
Sheesh.
Any apples?
Are there any apples?
What can you do with apples? I want to know. Like, what
it's a classroom.
Hold on, everybody. Jeez.
I want to take the desks. And I'm going to force them against the hole in the wall to try and block the water from coming through.
Okay, very good. You managed to get one desk to stick to the wall.
We're almost there, guys.
But the rest of the desks seem to just fall short and fall to the ground.
Sorry, guys, but I can't teleport shit.
There's no water rushing as much as you're in the second room now.
Just slow down.
Yes,
D&D. Very much I can teleport my ass out and leave
yeah,
it behind.
Yeah, but it's
right?
the ocean. Yeah. It's never-ending okay. water.
Just clarify.
Right.
I would never do that to you guys.
Is there an exit or another door somewhere to get out?
There is another door that leads to a hallway.
Okay.
Let's go to the hallway.
All right, you guys go into the
hallway.
Oh,
wait, hang on. I want to break.
Can I summon a portal to flood that hallway?
Huh?
Was the room to the right that we were in?
Yes.
Okay. I want to break one of the desks and take a leg and part of the...
Make sure it's wood, though.
Can you part of
the... The legs are metal.
Oh, they are?
Because this is 2017
and nobody has a fully wood.
I was just hoping. Okay, I'm going to break the desk.
Just say you want pieces of wood from the damn desk.
I want pieces of wood from the desk.
I got it.
Can
let's
I
move right
the
along.
Desk into right. perfectly symmetrical pieces?
You guys are just so... Literally, the last time we played, freaking... Gondo wanted to stack all the rocks and by material type and everything.
Apparently, I can't transport shit over here, so I'm only good to bring water, guys.
So
the three of you guys
are in a hallway. You can see the water still rushing out from two doors down. But on the other side of the rushing water, you can see more troops gathered on the other side, getting prepared to fire.
Okay.
10 years later, is this how the ocean
let's go
becomes empty?
In
because
the opposite
I didn't close this portal?
Direction.
Probably.
Sorry, continue.
We're going down the
we're
other
going
hall.
Left.
Okay,
we're
you guys,
not going right
you guys
them.
Are running down the hallway, all right?
Yeah, because we're looking for an exit. Yes.
You're you run down the hallway. You're kind of in this maze-like building where there are rooms to the left and right of you. You guys come to a kind of a crossroad.
And we have a minute to pause and kind of look at our
options. Yeah, if you
options.
Like, yes.
Can I then try to teleport us again to a place of safety?
If
or
you like.
Goodness gracious. If,
all
we
right.
if I can catch my breath and roll a goddamn 20.
You roll a 6. You, again, try to make a portal someplace, but it doesn't kind of, it just fizzles out.
We can see,
work.
But we can't go through it.
Are there any signs or anything showing which way is what?
No signs, no markings pretty much anywhere on the walls.
Can we just break a wall until we get to safety?
Guys, we need to find a stairway.
Can we find some
straight
trees?
Ahead of you? Straight ahead of you at this crossroad. Straight ahead of you at this crossroad, there is a window at the end of the hallway, which just looks like it looks out into the outside. To the left, you just see a more line full of doors, and to the right, you kind of see a hallway that leads to kind of a garage area.
Let's go to the window.
Let's go to the garage.
Is there any water? Like, are we in any water right now?
It's the water is very, very, very like puddle shadow.
Okay.
As far
yeah,
away as
yeah, you know what?
You
yeah, that's
are.
A good idea. Let's go to the garage.
All right, you guys run down the hallway to the right to the garage, and you guys get to an area where it looks like there are tanks and all sorts of military vehicles just lying around.
Let's teleport inside the tank.
Are the keys inside one of the tanks?
Let's not walk in the tank. Let's teleport to a tank. So
we run by all the tanks, checking underneath the sun visors to see if they left the keys inside.
First of all, why are there sun visors inside?
Like Ace Ventura.
It's for the cinematics, Aaron.
Okay, so you're checking inside and you don't see any keys inside of any tank.
You didn't even roll. That's racist.
Can we hotwire it? Can I hotwire it?
Are there other vehicles?
Can you hotwire a tank? Can you just push it with your hard skin?
The alarm starts to sound again.
Well, I attempt to teleport us.
Alarm starts to sound again.
Are there any other vehicles in the garage?
There are helicopters. There's snowmobiles.
Okay. Let's go to...
Why are there snowmobiles?
Well, probably because we're in the snow. Can we go to the helicopter? Are the keys in the helicopter?
There are no keys in the helicopter.
Is there a booth or a room where, like, the valet would be,
boom,
technically? If
there is a small room off to the corner that looks kind of like a control room
can
of some sort.
Can I teleport into that room?
I'm being useless.
I can't do shit.
Okay, hang on. I have an idea. Guys, I have an idea.
For a ninth time, can I teleport us to safety?
Hard chick, because I don't know your name.
Yeah.
You and I trying to hold off the guards. Teleportation, bro. Can you go check that room?
I'm only best when you wake me up, apparently.
Can you go check the room to see if there's
keys? I will check for keys.
Okay.
And I found keys. Look at that. No? Okay.
All right, you look around the room. You're searching around through desks and everything like that to see if you find anything. You seem to find nothing.
Cases, we're trying to break out, and I can't roll shit, so I need your help.
Yep.
Okay.
There are no keys in here.
More than
so
troops.
We literally went into that room.
This whole room is a chair and a desk. There's nothing in here. This is for people to stare at tanks all day.
Oh, my God. Do I still have the gun in my hand?
You do.
Okay, cool. Can I punch a hole through the wall, turn around, and blow everything up behind us?
Everything up. Like the building.
We don't have fucking keys.
What kind of gun is this?
You go up to the roll-up door that's on the side of the building that looks like the exit for all the vehicles.
Can we get in the tank and you push the tank?
And you punch the door.
How
does she roll? She punches the door down, turns around, and shoots one of the gas cans. On one of the
conveniently placed gas can that can blow the entire
and explodes the whole garage, blasting you guys out of the building.
Wait, is my wood safe?
My water kept you moist.
I'm important enough for both of us.
Okay, good.
You guys are now outside in kind of this frozen
Arctic
tundra area.
That's why
are
the snowmobiles.
Are we naked?
No, we're clothed.
You guys are fully clothed.
We went over this.
It is very cold outside.
I can get hard.
Is that not advantageous, though?
Teleportation, bro.
Can I teleport to the sun or some shit?
Can you try?
To safety. Where's my apartment?
So you want to
teleport
to the apartment.
On my couch, please, and thank you.
Okay, all right.
Us, not just myself, just to be clarified.
You find the nearest kind of rock that you can find formation, and you create a teleport. Portal. Seeing through the portal, you can see your apartment from where you once lived.
Hey guys, this is my house. I know we're busy, but let's just appreciate the small things.
Wait, can we get into the portal?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, let's get to the goddamn portal. All then.
Right, you run right inside
what if
the portal.
He tries to rape us,
we'll cross that bridge later.
You can I didn't say
safari.
Dungeon. I said
I have
void.
You run inside
we
the
can
portal.
Get away.
You run inside the portal and
I'm 2 for 5 on portals. Don't be afraid of me, okay?
Exit out to the safety of
I like how we break out
his house.
Of the prison.
So
and then teleport to the portal. That's how genius this is.
Because your powers are so
they're only good when
sporadic.
No one's around. I'm like a mystery man. I can
so
only get
you're
invisible.
Standing in the middle of your your living room right now, and you have kind of Arctic winds blowing inside your
close the portal, he said.
All right. So
I didn't know I needed to attempt
that. He actually has to close it.
Yes, he has to close the damn portals. So he closes the portal, and now you guys are just sitting in the middle of his living room right now.
I look around and say, so, my name's Jeff.
My name is Jeff. It's Jeff.
Is there a door? Can I leave?
I mean, it's an apartment. It's a regular apartment. Regular one-bedroom apartment.
Okay. Is it?
Yes. It's a regular one-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
It's an apartment on the sun, and you can only get there via teleportation.
Mm. Where do you live? Where are we?
Frankfurt,
Germany.
New Jersey.
Germany. We're in Germany. Okay. Frankfurt, Germany. Okay.
Germany. Such a white person.
Home of the Frankenfurter hot dogs.
Squeeze some hot dogs. Do you guys know why you were captured?
What's do I last? Know why I was captured?
Do you?
It's powerful.
Come it's because we're mutants.
I didn't even know I could do this.
what's the last thing you guys remember?
Some men came and shot me with their guns. And
They'd be able to take you that way.
I can't teleport.
I was protecting my parents from a home invasion.
Ooh,
calm down, Hermione.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know? And the home invasion, I'm assuming, were the guys that kidnapped you.
Yeah.
I was asleep because that's what I do best. And they took
asleep.
Me in the night.
He was drinking.
There's a place I know in America that have people that might be able to help us. Can I use your phone?
I don't even know you.
Okay.
Man.
Cool. I'm gonna go take his phone. I'm gonna assume it's okay. I'm gonna take his phone.
Does he have plants in his house?
I'll give you my work phone.
I have wood with me. I'm good now. Use this phone. I'm going to call 1-800-COLLECT.
Can you roll for that, please?
I think I'm going to roll for that because it's a German phone. He goes one.
Hey!
I don't
know.
I'm gonna call Storm. And when it says what you're, who's calling, I'm gonna say,
phone a friend.
Storm, it's Jeff. Don't hang up. I need help.
You try to call Storm, and
she hates Germany and declines the number.
She picks up the phone, asking, you know, who is this?
I have a collect call from Storm. It's Jeff. Don't hang up. I need help. Do you accept the charges?
Do you accept the charges?
No.
Aurora, no.
No, sorry. I cannot.
No,
it is not pay week.
Oh my god!
Sorry, it is not pay week. She answers the phone and says, "Jeff, we've been looking for you. Where are you?"
I am in Frankfurt, Germany. I just broke out of a lab in the tundra and ran into two others like us mutants. I don't know their names.
How are you?
Because
in
they
Germany,
just made fun of my name. One of them can
need to know base.
One of them can get hard, and the other one can teleport us.
And
sort of.
One of them can do both.
Can you send some sort of vehicle to pick us up?
The X-Jet is gone right now.
Do you only have the one X-Jet?
We established that in episode one.
Do you guys have like a X boat?
Where do you?
Is Nightcrawler available?
None of the X-Men are available.
Okay, first off, right here. Words hurt. Second off, where are you from? Maybe I can get you there. It's close to 6th Street, possibly.
Would you like to roll to see
it's
if
a
you
corner.
Can
yeah. Are we,
go someplace in America?
Yeah.
I answer and say, well, where are you going? Where do you
Storm,
need to go? Maybe
can
I can get you as close as possible.
Can you hang on?
He should
upstate
know where
New York.
There you go. Boom.
Upstate New York?
Yep.
I have been in my youth to the... You couldn't tell by this English
He's
accent, but I've been to the Americas.
Storm, can you please hold? We're going to try something.
I will now
Storm
attempt
hangs up on you.
For my
Calling
sixth of
now.
37 times to transport myself and these two fine
All right.
hardening and plant.
You try to create a doorway and seem to do nothing but...
Sorry, guys. I need at least
sparks.
A beer
I'm
more.
Gonna
to
up,
get.
I'm going
to
pick up the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to call 1-800-COLLECT.
Let's just keep doing
again?
This.
Do you need
Let's
to roll
just...
again? Or?
No, you got it.
I got it. Okay.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Gambit.
Okay.
Call the fun one.
Oh, Twisted Fate.
So phone rings.
Yeah. Gambit actually just text messages you back saying that he's deep undercover and he can't answer right now. Sorry.
But he can text. Not that important. That's all I got to say. Let me talk to him.
Okay. All right.
Tell
can you?
Him you're having a baby.
Those are the only two new people I know.
Can your skin hardening abilities help us in any situation?
Tell him you're having a baby. It aliens done some things to you. Text him back.
You guys hear a knock on the door?
It's good old time just to travel.
Can okay. No, he's trying all to push right. the story along because we're too busy
yeah.
digging.
The door.
You guys hear a
knock
on the door.
Oh God!
What on my door.
Make yourself hard.
Yes.
Who's at my house?
Make yourself hard, and I'm gonna. I'm gonna grow one of my pieces of wood.
I'm
into a shield.
I'll answer the goddamn door because
and hide behind the shield.
Because we're too busy getting hard.
You answer the door. So you answer the door, and
not asleep apparently.
There stands a one of the scientists, quote unquote, that you saw previously before.
It's been like 2 minutes. Good God!
Yeah, how'd they get there?
You don't. One of the scientists looking people. Cause you couldn't see their faces. Remember?
Twins. Got
yes.
it.
Wearing the exact
Twins
same uniform.
Can I grab him by the neck and ask him why the fuck he's here?
Oh, yeah, you can do.
How hard was your skin when you grabbed him?
You rush up to him, grabbing him by the neck, pushing him up against the wall.
What is it with these rolls? This is bullshit.
I wish you could see this right
here.
What
is that, a six?
What does that say?
Goddamn.
Yeah, exactly. So so you rush him up against the wall, pushing.
Rush him.
You grabbing him by his neck. Instantly out into the hallway, actually.
He accidentally killed him.
Is there anybody else in the hallway?
There's nobody else in the hallway. It's him by himself.
Lone scientist.
All right.
Ask him.
Bring him into the building, into the room.
Ask him his first name. If it's anything less than Frank, we don't talk to him.
What's less than Frank?
I don't
What's
even know Frank? You. Stop so, telling me what to do.
There's only Frank.
That is
You're
true.
In my
what the
house.
Fuck are you going to do?
I don't know what kind of rules you
live
by.
Ma'am.
Close the goddamn door.
Ma'am.
It's cold.
Can you please bring the evil scientists into the room?
Okay.
Thank you.
You drag him into the room.
Throw him on the couch.
And you put him down.
Jeff with
the
kids.
As the three of you stand over him on the teleport.
I'll teleport you to the ocean, bro. That's my ninth ability.
He looks. He starts to fidget around on the couch.
Is he hot?
With a spinner?
Can't really see his face because he has that thick scientific mask
on.
Let's
take that off. Unless it's his breathing. Who cares? Unless he needs it.
You rip it off.
Is it Bane?
No.
If it's not Bane, we don't care.
You rip it off, and you can see his face. He looks like an average guy.
I was going to say. It's
nothing
just
crazy.
Joe from fucking Quizzes.
But he looks deathly afraid of the three of you.
Who are you?
Comes to the door, and he's afraid. What a bitch. Kill him.
He said, I was assigned to just watch this house. That's all. And when I saw some type of commotion coming from inside, I decided to see if there was anything in here. And apparently... you're still here.
Who do you work for?
Who do I work for? I can't tell you that.
What are you watching for?
I take my shield wood and press it against his throat. And
he takes my plastic fern that I keep in my house and he...
Say, I'll ask you one more time. Who do you work for?
You interrogate him, but he's kind of just very deathly afraid. and he's not really giving up information.
Can I attempt to open a portal to... I don't know, some shark-infested, some bullshit.
You have it to the ocean still.
Can I just get naked and try to persuade him?
Not when you're hard like that. Calm down.
Giving him what we want? I mean...
not everything can be solved with naked hardness.
Okay, and you guys are resorting to violence? Like, that's... Obviously, he's terrified.
How do you intimidate people?
What the fuck?
Guys! Yeah, you're in my house.
Can I just knock him out?
All right.
Why?
With your hard skin or with your...
You bash him over the head with your wooden shield, and it doesn't knock him out, but it does make him...
Where the fuck did he get a wooden shield for? This is my house.
One. He made one.
That's why I grabbed pieces of wood.
Cactus wooden shield. Got it.
But you just bash him over the head, and he just starts to bleed profusely.
Okay.
Out of the side of his head, still awake. And he just goes,
what a bitch.
What is that for? Why would you hit me?
Who do you work for?
Why does it matter? Why was he assigned to watch the house?
If he's not answering the question... Can I open a portal over like a volcano in Hawaii that I went to one time and threaten him?
We're gonna try.
Why is everything resorting to violence?
I have a portal. What do you want from me? I haven't been to space yet.
You're wasting all your good rolls.
I'm not even gonna touch that so you can see. You literally.
If it's a one, I'm.
No.
I reverse.
What'd you get?
A two.
Okay. You know what?
Nothing happens when you try to make a portal.
Sir, what's your name?
Frankenfurter.
Do you have beverages or something? Can you just go get something to drink? Do you want to try your sex
yes,
solution?
Please.
Try to rape him. That'll do it.
All right.
Don't tell me that she raped the scientist.
He gets pregnant.
You guys find a happy summer home.
You don't get naked, but you do start to dance seductively, and he just looks worried.
So what do you do? Where are you from?
He just starts to look very, very worried.
Why are you watching the house?
Here, we'll just do that for the interrogating.
Okay. Yeah. I guess my portal won't work, but his questions will work.
No, they won't. He looks at you guys. He's like, I'm not answering anything. You just hit me
can
over the head.
Can we search him? Can we search him?
That's why I'm trying to knock him out.
Go through all of his shit. No, we don't need him to
He's
be
bleeding profusely. Just search the man.
You start looking through his stuff and you find...
Can we ask how his day was?
You find...
how much money he makes?
His keys to his car. You find...
Oh,
how much is in your 401k?
Wallet. Nothing really...
Okay. Does he have
no
money
identifiers,
in the wallet?
No.
I mean, he has his...
What's his name?
His name is...
If we see his wallet...
His name is James Underwood.
Oh, my! Now we have his name. Now ask him by his name, Mr. Underwood. Lord of the Rings.
Mr. Underwood.
Lord of the Rings.
Why are you watching the house?
I was sent to watch the house to make sure that nobody comes looking for that guy right there.
No crossover.
Hey, points to him.
Yeah, it's my house. Of course he's looking for me. How's it going?
No, not to look for you, you fool. Look, nobody looking for you.
Just in case, because you're
wait,
missing.
So you're protecting him?
No.
No, he's missing. They're making sure that no friends or family come up to be like...
You're here to kill my family if they showed up for me?
If that was need be.
Okay, Mr.
The guy I work for...
Can I call you James?
...has deep, deep pockets, and if he wants something, he gets something.
How deep are his pockets? Roll.
Does he like women?
Do you have any wooden furniture?
I feel like I would have a plant of some sort in here.
Can we just go search his car or something? Because maybe he has something in there.
Or we tie him down with said plant, and then we take his car.
We're just so, like, the rape. If we don't rape him, we can't get anything out of him.
Can I tie him down?
Yes.
Okay, you, we tie him down.
You grow vines from the pieces of wood that you've taken from the old base, and you wrap him around with the vines.
You took some fern with you?
No, I took the desk with me.
Oh, that's more sensible. We're looking for safety. Carry the fucking desk around.
Do you want me to walk backwards?
I will teleport this desk right out of this fucking place.
Okay, so he's tied down.
Yes.
I say, peace out, James. Hope you have a 3-seater. We take his keys and his wallet, and we go downstairs.
You guys leave
wallet,
James.
Like a mullet?
You leave James there bleeding all over.
My carpet, you piece of shit. Hands,
why didn't we just take him with us and throw him in the trunk?
He's already just wrapped up.
Maybe he'll eventually, like, give in.
You guys go down through his car. You start searching through things.
Story's moving along.
Torture.
You go down to his car. You start searching through things. And you find kind of a key card to a Nathaniel Essex Corp.
Okay. Nathaniel Essex. Why does that name sound familiar? Have you guys heard of Nathaniel Essex? Cool.
I'm trying to teleport my thoughts to me right
now. Can we just get in the car and start driving? We need to get away from the building.
You do have
his keys.
Is there
anything in the vehicle, in the glove box?
Nope. All you found was that that car.
No TomTom GPS or anything?
Nope. It's a regular standard Ford Fusion.
Should have checked his cell phone.
Just so you know, people are going to probably start looking for this vehicle because they know it's his. So
is it an automatic?
It's been 30
seconds.
It is
an automatic.
Why does it matter?
Because I can't drive manual. That's
I can. He can. So okay. We're good.
Yeah, why would you ask? That was an Adam question. Next question.
Excuse me. It was a Volkswagen.
He
in Germany.
He takes a special desk wherever he goes.
Another question for scientific purposes.
I can't hear.
Sorry. Another question I can
ask. All right,
ask
go ahead.
What is the radius or the that I can teleport things? Can I teleport us and the car? Or only what I'm touching? Like
No. You can only make it kind of a doorway size.
Literally just literally a portal for us to jump through.
Yes.
Okay, so I can make a portal for the car to go through, for example.
Hang on, before you do that.
Could a car fit
through? I'm asking God a question here.
You make it the size of kind of a
physical door.
Yeah, physical door.
Okay, so a car can't.
So if you can tilt the car on its axes.
So anything that gets say you were driving your car really fast and it can't fit, the parts that can would go through, the other parts would just smash and be ripped.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay. I take the I get out of the car. Can I pop the hood and disable the GPS?
There's no GPS.
Yeah,
it's a regular
car. Are they tracking
us? It's literally
no, there's no LoJack or anything
on
this.
Yeah, come on.
There's no navigation.
It's a standard.
It's a 67 Pinto is what you're saying?
It's an SE. Okay.
Standard Ford Fusion.
All right, so
it's a rental.
All right, so let's take the Ford Fusion. We need to get away from here. When I get in the car, we're going to drive.
Is it Ford Fusion? Is he gay?
And we're going to abandon the car somewhere.
Okay.
Can we start driving?
Yeah.
Okay. So we drive. I say we drive for, 10, 15 minutes away from the building, find a store parking lot, and park it in there. And then go behind the store and Frankfurter.
And then do things.
Can you try teleporting us to upstate New York?
For the 37th time, I will try.
Why are we trying to get back to New York so hard?
Because what is doing? Germany was like, that's just my summer home, okay? I was just trying to get us to safety. We need to get some shit done and go to.
Hang on, time out. I'm sorry, did you say that was your summer home?
I have an English accent. Of course, I'm not from.
How did you get here? Do you have a plane?
Sure, the teleporter has a plane. Yeah, I have many planes.
Wait, you're not very good at teleporting.
Well, you have to be there first.
I have planes
to
in case my billionaire
back.
Status comes in handy.
He goes up to a wall, and he successfully creates a portal to upstate New York.
It's about time.
Can we go to
a
plane jumper or something real quick?
Yeah,
you guys teleport to a small
bar.
You guys teleport to a small village. Doesn't look like it has like a small, not a small village, excuse me, like a small town, excuse me.
I said upstate New York, not Kenya.
Upstate New York. Yeah, it's a small little town where it has like a string of bars, a string of
you're talking
truck
Oregon.
Stops.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of a little off from a forested area.
Okay. Right. Do I know that area? Like,
are there trees nearby?
What is a forested area?
Can you
area?
Make a car out of trees? Is that one of your...
Do I recognize the area?
You recognize the area as being maybe about, I don't know, 20 miles outside of the Xavier School.
That's the best I can do.
Okay.
You're welcome. No
can
one.
I, is there any vehicles parked nearby?
There's vehicles all over the place. It's a small little town.
Can I hotwire a car?
If you'd like to, yeah.
Yeah.
Or we can check a bus schedule.
I could have taken the car if you guys.
You go and you break the window. You break the window of the car, but you don't seem to understand how the car functions.
I think
functions.
The car broke you on that one.
Come on, please. Out of these three people, out of these two people,
I think
right
you,
here.
You went to go break it and you forgot to harden your skin.
Oh, collect fruit for ammo, Web.
Yeah.
Are there any trees?
I'm gonna go foresting. I'm gonna go gathering in the forest for some berries.
Can he like skip through the forest? Like skip to Malou to go capture? Can I roll for that?
Does anybody have their keys in their visor or in the ignition?
I mean, you search around and you don't kind of see any type of keys around.
So we're just supposed
okay.
to walk?
I'm gonna go inside. Is there a payphone that we can call?
I'm gonna go inside and ask the bartender for when the next bus is coming through.
Oh my god, do you have money on you?
Is there an Uber around?
We got this.
Did we take the guy's wallet? Did it have money in it?
No. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a fleet of helicopters fly in.
Can we search our bodies for goddamn LoJack?
Yeah, you search around on yourselves, and you all three of you find that you had tracking devices
on
your clothing.
Skin. Yeah. How did they pierce your skin?
Come on! You're pretty
guys,
much useless. Use your head.
I just got us to New York, bitch. Calm down.
Hey, guys, follow me into the woods.
You control plants. Don't yell at me.
These two can follow if they want to. Run across the street into the forest area. And
I don't know if I've ever followed you into the forest.
Through the woods.
Do we throw off our clothes?
That's a hentai waiting to happen.
You guys all run into the forest with the helicopters hot on your tails. Following right after you.
Is it thick? Is it thick forested?
It's kind like, of a thick
you, so it's hard, can so you, they can't see us very
can
well.
Can you create, like, a false pathway to make it look like we're going in that direction by making tree
can
cover
you,
more dense?
Can you just I'm rape the to, helicopter with the trees and stuff?
Can you stop talking about rape?
We're going to find out all that maybe next time, because that's where we got to wrap it up, everybody, with the three of them running into the forest in helicopters. That's where we're stopping for the podcast, at least. That's why you got to be here live, everybody.
Because I'm invested now.
Live, twitch.tv/videogame_bang.
Bang, everybody. It was nice having Adam and Larissa back. If you couldn't hear them, it's because they were talking over each other and you couldn't really understand.
That's bullshit. I was
individually.
Whatever.
Calm.
And Adam couldn't make a teleport to save his life.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's make it
apparently for some reason.
Can we make it
20-sided
die with like
car.
Nothing but 17s and 18s?
I mean, I think you need it. So
you shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
I got to New York. No one else could do that with your plants and shit.
For the last one, I think we'll be able to wrap it up pretty swiftly at the end of everything.
Yeah,
maybe next Saturday. This whole four-parter feels good. I don't know. I'll bring it together somehow. Thanks for watching. Of course, we'll do all again next week for Adam, the real David Webb, and Larissa. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have all just been banged.